So this morning, I want you to take out your bulletin and turn to the next to the back page where you're going to find the post-communion prayer. That prayer we all say together after we've come to the table. I wanted to do this for a long time, and I just felt like this was the week to do it. I'm actually going to preach on this rather than one of the passages particularly. I have been moved by this prayer for a long time, for quite a few years. And sometimes I wonder if we really realize what we're saying, what we're praying. Often it becomes something we just know, and some of us can pray this prayer without looking at it any longer. And so the words can sometimes wash over us. But it says some pretty incredible things, and I just want to touch on a few of them. Almighty and ever-living God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the most precious body and blood of your Son, Jesus, of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. And here's the part moving forward that I really want to spend a few moments on this morning. And for assuring us in these holy mysteries that we are living members of the body of your Son, and heirs of your eternal kingdom. Assuring us in these holy mysteries. You know I love words. Assurance. It's a positive declaration intended to give confidence, a promise. Assurance is this promise, assuring us, promising us, trying to persuade us to believe that we're part of these holy mysteries. So let's do just an exercise. You may have done this with me before at some point. If you want to close your eyes, fine. If you don't, that's okay too. But right now, if you could gaze upon Jesus' face, what expression would you see? God's primary orientation toward you is love and affection. Is that what you see? Is Christ radiant with delight at seeing you? Do you see concern and care upon his face because God realizes life is difficult? It's not that he has no understanding, that we face challenges, many of them of our own making, and sometimes externally. Do you see compassion on his face mixed with the love and care that he knows life is no picnic? Do you see a confidence in his face offering you assurance that your life is in his competent hands? That's a lot. Those are a lot of questions, I know. And we all see a variety of things. But as we think about this post-communion prayer and the things that we say after we've received the elements, assurance, it seems to me, is a primary mission of the Holy Spirit here in our world. The Holy Spirit has been poured out upon us to live within us, that since the death, resurrection, and ascension of Jesus Christ, God's Spirit is here to assure us that we are living members of his Son and, if that's not enough, heirs of his eternal kingdom. You're not a forgotten stepchild. Sorry if you've got red hair. What's the expression? The red-headed stepchild is someone who's kind of neglected, forgotten. You treated me like a red-headed stepchild. I wonder where that comes from. I've got a red-headed child, so I'm going to use it on her. Just that the Holy Spirit's mission is here to assure you that you are not neglected nor forgotten. You are a living member of Jesus Christ and a living heir of his kingdom. I want you to hear this passage of Scripture. It never ceases to blow my mind and reframe things. It makes me step back. It comes from 1 Timothy, 4th chapter, the 9th and 10th verses. 1 Timothy 4, 9 and 10. The saying is sure and worthy of full acceptance. For to this end we toil and struggle. So believe what I'm about to tell you, and it's why we're doing the stuff we're doing. It's why we struggle, is for this. Because we have our hope set on the living God, who is the Savior of all people, comma, especially to those who believe. I hope that blows your mind, because we always think about these conditions, but Paul's saying this. I'm not doing it. Paul says Christ is the Savior of all people, and then says, however, comma, especially for those that believe it. The things that we're assured of and that we believe matter, because that changes our experience in the here and now, that we get to participate in what is going on. Jesus Christ is the Savior of all people, especially of those who believe. So that sharing this good news, this assurance that we're talking about here, this announcement about who God is and who we are, that in Christ we can experience deeper intimacy with God. We can experience the assurance of our sins being forgiven, freedom from being washed in shame and having that define our identity in life, that we are nothing and we've been identified with a mistake that we have made. It offers us to experience even, and this is hard to believe, even the fearlessness of death, because that's what Easter and the resurrection is all about, is Jesus says, I've been to death for you, and I hold the keys now, and you're with me. So he's trying to assure us of all of these things, and they're hard things to believe. But for those who especially believe them, they are our salvation in the here and now. They help reframe our lives in the way that we experience life. Not that we don't continue to have our struggles and our doubts. We will. Anyone who tells you, this is my opinion, anyone who tells you that we're kind of on this trajectory towards perfection in this life, I think is selling you a bill of goods. We are being perfected and we will be perfected, but we will continue to march through having to live with some uncertainty. It's what hope and faith are. You don't need those things if everything is absolutely, if your pathway is continually bright and there's no mistakes. So we'll continue to develop. And I find loads of people who struggle to find meaning and purpose and belonging in their life, tormented souls, and I have been there. Sometimes I go back there. Tormented souls who sometimes they may end up medicating their broken hearts because they're looking for some assurance. They want to know that they matter. And that's what this prayer we say after communion is wanting to get across to us. Regardless of how wonderfully Christ will restore all things in the end, and we believe that it will all be restored, people desperately need him right now. People desperately, me, I desperately need him right now. It's tough. Living in the world is tough. There are a lot of demands. If you're a parent, you know the demands of parenting. If you're an employee or an employer, you know the demands that exist there. If you're on social media, you know the demands that exist there. There's always something and someone out there asking you to prove yourself again and again and again. And we can end up feeling harassed and helpless, as the scriptures say, like a sheep without a shepherd. And so we need assurance. Thank you for assuring us in these holy mysteries that we are living members of the body of your Son and heirs of your eternal kingdom. And then just a few moments more, the next line of that prayer, if you see it, says, "And now, Father, send us out to do the work you have given us to do. Now that we have been assured of who we are before God, what our identity is, that we're living members of his body, that we are heirs of his household, that we matter, that we're part of it. Now that we have that assurance, send us out to do the work you've given us to do." And what is that work? Well, it's going to take any number of expressions practically of what that work will be, but it all has something in common. And that's the next line. The work you have given us to do, to love and serve you as faithful witnesses of Christ our Lord. That's our work, to be a faithful witness of this one who gives us the assurance of who we are. That's what this is all about. He's saying, go live your life because you're part of who I am. I will not leave you. No, it's not always going to be roses, but I won't abandon you. I'll walk that path with you. Our work here is to love and serve him as faithful witnesses. Witnesses of what? Of Christ, our Lord, in whom we have the assurance of our value and identity as children of God. This assurance is a big thing, to be assured of that. I believe this witness of this assurance of who we are in Christ is the core of what Jesus was calling these fishermen to do in our gospel reading today. Andrew, Peter, James, and John. The time is fulfilled, Jesus said. The kingdom of God has come near. I'm here. Repent. Again, if you've heard me preach, you know that's a crummy translation. Metanoia in Greek means change the way you think. Be assured that you matter and you don't have to live a life of violent retribution, but that you're part of something else. Repent, change the way you think, and believe the good news. And so Jesus, as we know, passes along and calls him, "Follow me, and I'll make you fish for people." And this is our bait or lure, is this assurance, this goodness, that there's something that can affect their lives in the here and now and gives us the assurance of our lives moving forward. Living in Christ's assurance as faithful witnesses, not only the core of the gospel then, but the core of our call as followers of Christ now. Amen.